Don't forget to turn the lights down low. No one must disturb you as you listen to the Comic Book Haters. Today's episode focuses on an Alan Moore and Kevin O'Neill classic, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Volume 1. It's good shit.
Okay. Alrighty, here we are with the League of Extraordinary Comic Book Haters. See how I turned that around on you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Thematic.
Okay. My name is Sloofus.
Bob Schooley.
And Umbrella Man.
Umbrella Man is with us again, and I'm drinking a beer.
Yeah, as we
Here's
all
the
are.
Beer, our sponsor.
Beer. Sponsored by beer, fueled by Applejack.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want a little Applejack?
No.
I think you're going to pass.
I have to work tomorrow.
You got a job?
Yeah. You're working right now, bitch.
Well, that's true. That's true.
This is paying the bills.
Yeah.
Today we're going to take a look back. We're going to look at League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Volume 1.
Okay.
Now, Umbrella Man read this. Okay, so we're going to get two opposing viewpoints. Umbrella Man read it. Schooly G, you saw the movie.
I did see the movie.
Okay, and you liked the movie.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
And you liked the comic.
I love the comic.
Okay, and that's... fellas, take it away.
Okay. Well, should we open this up? I mean, should we just...
I'd rather if you didn't touch it. It's worth a lot of money.
It is very deluxe.
I spit on it.
Yes. Go right ahead. Take a glance and see what you find similar to the movie and what you find different. And then let's face facts. This is very old news for most people because the movie came out a long time ago.
Plus, it says 1898 right here. So that's like 100 and some years old.
Yeah, but, you know. Yeah, but no. What do you remember most fondly from the movie?
Sean Connery. What? You asked.
Umbrella Man, what do you remember least fondly from the movie?
You know, they took a good idea and they watered it down. But it wasn't a bad movie, but it wasn't anywhere near the comic.
No.
It wasn't a horror, you know, it was entertaining, but it wasn't a great movie. But compared to the comic, it sucked.
Now you know Schooly hates comics.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, don't you think he'd like this comic?
I think you would. The artwork's good, and it's got delineated panels, mm-hmm, which
true.
I know you're a big fan of. Not to beat a dead horse. And it's got a great story. Very original, you know, taking Victorian characters and putting them all together in sort of like a Justice League.
Yeah, this is... And it's Alan Moore. The man...
Oh!
Well,
you like Alan Moore?
I have no idea.
Let's put it this way. Yeah. As much as we rag on Warren Ellis, we should be comic loving, you know,
on Alan Moore. Alan Moore is a god among men.
Really?
And we
god among
men. We could do a podcast just on how great Alan Moore is.
Yeah. God
I don't
among
think I
men.
Could.
You couldn't.
You could. I think you could. I think you could be a convert.
I don't know.
Schooly, you seem a little distraught. Is something on your mind today?
Lack of Applejack.
This
perhaps?
Well, that's probably it.
Yeah.
I
don't like the angular look to this. The first character we meet here.
That's Campion Bond.
Oh yeah.
You know him. You're a big James Bond fan.
Yeah.
Now who is Campion Bond?
The fuck should I know?
You read all those books, didn't you?
James Bond.
Yeah, but who's Campion Bond?
There is no Campion Bond in James Bond.
There's a Campion Bond.
No, not in the books.
Oh yeah, there is.
Oh really? Who is he?
It's his, what is it?
Ancestor?
It's his dad, I think.
Bullshit. His dad's Scottish.
So?
Obviously he's
not. Is that
a
sin?
Yeah, fuck the Scottish.
Damn.
Haggis eating bitches.
Just looking through the artwork here.
Yeah, I mean, it's
this is a beautiful reproduction. This is the absolute edition.
This is deluxe.
So
I don't even
want
to touch it. I can't even look at it.
I'd prefer if you didn't touch it. Don't look at it.
You turn the pages. Get your white gloves out.
Okay. Schooly, take us back in time to when you first experienced the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
The movie.
You were
so
young
did you
lad.
Know it was, did you know it was a comic book when you saw the movie, or did you have no idea?
I heard that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't let that taint my
view
of it.
That's where I was going. Yeah.
I didn't let that taint my view of it, because I like Sean Connery movies for the most part, except where he plays dragons. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We got the reference.
It was a terrible movie.
What was that, Dragonheart?
Something like that. Yeah, terrible. Yeah, anyway, I like a lot of Sean Connery movies, let me put it that way.
Did you like the one with he was with Wesley Snipes where they fought people in China?
It was Japan, first of all.
Yes.
Rising Sun.
Yeah,
hello.
That was pretty good.
Did you like
it? You know what? It wasn't that bad.
It was a cool mystery.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't the bitch that got killed on the conference table at the very beginning?
Yeah, they had sex.
Yeah.
Sexy bitch? A Japanese bitch?
Yeah.
Was she Japanese?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you know the Umbrella Man, his nickname? I'm not going to reveal your deep... I'm just going to say your nickname. The Yellow Magnet.
Oh,
yes.
I see. Well,
he's the Yellow Magnet.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's anyhow.
Reasons which we won't go into. It's like a superpower.
I'll edit that out.
Anyway, I do like Sean Connery, so that's probably what drew me to the movie. I mean, I knew it was a comic book movie, but I went to see it anyway. And
yeah, you use that gag.
I think you really like this one.
I don't know. I mean, it's... I don't know.
Dare we find... here's a challenge to all our listeners.
But I think the challenge is him actually sitting down and reading a comic book.
Yeah.
I've read
through three-quarters of the G.I. Joe comic books.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a future podcast.
Okay.
So, like, where, like, you know, with Destro and Cobra.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Next time we meet, we'll discuss the G.I. Joe comics.
Okay, that could be a whole episode.
Yeah, it will.
You know, that's, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde there.
I do recall,
he's pretty scary, huh?
Yeah, I don't like the way he looks.
You think the Hulk could kick his ass?
Definitely.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Dude, Hulk smash.
Yeah, you're right. The Hulk...
he's bigger than the Hulk.
He is, but that doesn't mean anything. Hulk's fault.
I think the Hulk. Gray Hulk or Green Hulk.
Or Pink Hulk.
Or Non-Talking Hulk.
Or Non-Talking Hulk.
Yeah. I think that the Hulk could beat anybody. I think the Hulk could beat Galactus.
Well, he might be able to.
Do you know who Galactus is?
He's the big guy with things on the side of his head because of the helmet thing.
Yeah.
Silver Surfer is his herald.
He knows a lot about
Scully,
nerd stuff.
You know, it's time. Okay.
Scully, I think you're like a closet comic book fan.
Okay. It's time that we just let the cat out of the bag to all our faithful listener.
Okay.
Scully G is a huge, huge funny book fan.
Not true.
It's not true.
Look at the
it's
Moon Knight
true.
Tattoo
That's,
on his
yeah,
arm.
Now that would be awesome. I would have to say that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Cat's out of the bag, my friend.
But no, I'm not. My knowledge of this stems solely from a preteen childhood of not having enough friends.
And how has that changed?
Well, I mean, you know, I got out of the house. I saw the sun. There were women around.
Okay.
And, listen, I hate comics. There's no doubt about that.
No.
But at the same time, in my past, I enjoyed comics somewhat. Even as, like, I had a... I had an affinity for comics at a point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know a little bit, but I don't know anything other than, like, Marvel type
tell
comics.
Me about
Answer
your
me
father.
This.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Tell me about your father.
He was fucking your mama. I remember that.
I was
going to
ask if you ever... Have you
exposed to these intercourses.
I was going to go a little deeper.
Yes.
Have you ever played Dungeons & Dragons?
No, I have not.
Have you ever played Twilight 2000?
You are in a court of law.
Listen, I have not. I have never played Dungeons & Dragons.
Fair enough.
I have not.
No further questions.
If you remember, I had to ask you for a 10-sided die.
Dude, don't
tell
me.
Don't be coy. You knew what that was.
Yeah, I know what it was, but he has a collection of them, I think.
I don't have any. There's somebody left them here.
I mean, you don't have any more.
Yes.
So anyway.
So... I think this is a great comic. I think you would like this comic.
I'm looking through it. I mean, I don't hate it. I mean, it's not, you know...
But the concept is so great, don't you think?
It's an interesting concept, but to me it just seems like, hey, let's do the Justice League of America, but 100 years ago.
Right, but...
You see what I mean? I mean, I don't hate it. I just don't think I'm really going to like it. I'm looking at it, I'm saying,
I think you'd like it.
I'm reading it. I'm looking at it.
You're on, like,
faster.
Page 50 already, and you've been you ain't reading shit.
Well, I read fast. It's a comic book. How fucking much of it do I have to read?
This is a graphic novel.
Oh! Sorry.
Yeah, this is snooty.
Hey, there's a butt in this one. A lady's butt.
Oh, the Invisible Man nails bitches at a boarding school in this.
And not only bitches. Oh, no. I'm thinking of the,
Yeah. Hyde.
Mr. Hyde nails the Invisible Man.
Look at that panel you're overpassing there.
Yeah, that's where the...
See, just gratuitous. Like, you know, that's thrown in there for the guys that are still living their moms, you know.
He's looking at a panel where the Invisible Man is raping girls at a girls' school.
Oh, come on, man.
I like that.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Gratuitous.
No.
Yeah, gratuitous.
You say gratuitous, I say...
Tomato.
Titillating.
Titillating. Okay. Now, again, we were talking about wordy comics.
Yeah.
Kind of wordy.
It's
for a comic, it is wordy. I'll give you that.
It's a lot of stuff.
But I'll tell you what.
I don't hate it. I'm telling you, I don't hate it. The artwork is okay. Not my favorite. But the other thing is there's really not a lot going on.
There is a lot. There's a lot going on. It's kind of a long story arc, and there are delineated panels.
Well, I'd like that. The long story arc deal, I don't really like that.
It's a fine. He is not a fan of the limited series.
No.
No, not at all.
I did hear that on the podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
For Christ's sakes, this isn't even in English.
Look, there's a Chinese.
Well, they're not English. They're Chinese.
Yeah, well.
Why would they be speaking in English?
It's Victorian England.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're going to be reading this, there's no subtitles. There's no way to. Like, what the hell's going on?
You got to learn Chinese if you want to know the whole story.
Here's a question maybe for a listener out there. Yeah. What the hell is this motherfucker saying?
No one. I have had four beers.
I don't know. It's all right. Like I said, I'm gonna flip to the end. It's not the end, actually, because it's another.
But the volume two is totally good.
God damn, nothing happened in this thing.
Oh, that's a great comic.
But nothing happened.
You know what?
Wait a minute.
You're the only hater here right now.
Listen to this. You slammed one of those books earlier that we did. For not having enough action, not really getting from point A to point B.
Wouldn't you say it's better than Golden Plates?
Well, I haven't read Golden Plates.
Nobody has. Yeah. I guarantee you nobody has ever read Golden Plates.
There's a Mormon child. Yeah. Well, yeah. There's a Mormon child somewhere who loves Golden Plates.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
Nobody has ever read Golden Plates.
I've known a few Mormon kids.
They
probably loved it.
But did they like comics?
They weren't allowed to read. They weren't allowed to drink soda, for Christ's sakes. They're gonna love Golden Plates.
Look at this. There's some shit happening here. Look at that.
Okay.
Look, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, but then look, boom, it's resolved that quickly. It's over.
Are we almost done?
That's what I'm saying. This is like never ending.
I don't think the comic. I'm talking about the podcast.
Oh. Yeah. God. Look at this thing.
I apologize for this episode, everybody.
I think it's pretty good. I think he's the only hater here. I think this is a good comic, and I think Schooly needs to go back to school.
Oh well played, Umbrella Man.
I just want this thing to end.
Snap.
It won't end.
Schooly, look, I think it's safe to say Umbrella Man and myself are giving it solid tens.
Okay.
Tens.
What are you giving it?
I'm giving it a four.
A four?
A four.
For what?
That's a gracious four.
You did like. Let me remind you. You did like the movie.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with the movie. The movie was actually entertaining, whereas this was a waste of your $80 or whatever you paid for it.
Well, I actually got it for free. Didn't you?
No, that was was Watchmen.
Yeah, I just can't. I don't see it. I'm not.
You have too many words for you.
There was some of that, but there was also just nothing.
Have another beer.
Yeah, that might help.
No, that would hinder.
I don't think so.
Okay, Schooly, you gave it a four.
Give it a four.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Umbrella Man and myself.
Tens.
Solid tens.
Just because you guys want to jack Alan Moore off doesn't mean that I have to, too.
Look, I don't want to
like
do that.
You like Moon Knight, we like Alan Moore, okay?
Yeah, I think Alan Moore might be Moon Knight.
What if you found that out? What if you found out that Moon Knight wrote this?
You know how this would have been better? Would have been if Dudley Moore wrote it.
He's dead now. That would be interesting.
Well, yeah. Still,
like an undead Dudley.
Okay,
Moore,
well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna have to say, fuck Sean Connery.
I'm gonna have to say,
don't do it. Don't do it.
Fuck Alan Moore in the butt.
You know
what I'm gonna say? Fuck Schooly.
Oh my god!
I knew that was coming.
Well,
sorry, Schooly.
That's
well,
all right. That's
well
all right.
Deserved. All right,
that's
everybody.
Okay. That's okay. Not a problem.
That's okay. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Comic Bookators.
sure to send your emails to thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com. Yeah. That's right.